From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. U.S. stocks were down at the close of Wednesday's trading after a day of fluctuating prices. The S&P 500 lost 0.5%, the Dow was off nearly 0.1%, the Nasdaq fell more than 1%. Wednesday's trading followed days of wild price swings in global markets. One day before a threatened U.S. government shutdown, Senate leaders on Wednesday struck a bipartisan deal to keep the U.S. government funded for 2 years, but without addressing immigration. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, a Democrat from New York.
This budget deal will be the best thing we've done for our economy, our military, our middle class, for a long time.
The deal would increase spending on national defense and domestic programs, ending years of budget limits that Republicans argued were hollowing out America's military and Democrats said were harming the needy. Congressional leaders face a race against the clock, with federal funding expiring at midnight on Thursday. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said he's encouraged by Colombia's progress in the reduction of coca growth.
We will continue to work with Colombia to support these efforts where we can be of assistance as well. This is a shared challenge for both of our nations as well, to work together to undermine the transcriminal organizations that create the networks that are devastating for citizens in Colombia, and they're devastating to the American people as well.
Tillerson is now in Jamaica. It's the final stop on his Latin American and Caribbean tour. He also said the United States is seriously considering imposing major restrictions on Venezuela's oil industry. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un